Welcome back to the Vol State Chat. I'm your host, Eric Melcher. We're joined now by Kelly Ormsby, an English faculty member here at Vol State. She teaches many classes here at Vol State, but she may be best known on campus for introducing the concept of food education into the campus. That comes in many forms, including Food Day, a campus event, but also projects that her students and other students here on campus participate in. So, Kelly, why is food part of a larger educational movement across the nation and in the last few years here at Vol State?
Well, thanks for having me, Eric. I'm so excited to be here today and talk about this project. I'll say what it really comes down to is that everybody eats, and food tells a story of who we are. So it works really well as a classroom topic because students can learn about each other and also learn about other communities and cultures through food. So we're able to really extend the learning beyond the classroom and connect it to real life and real world experiences.
Yeah, and food's one of those things that everyone thinks they know about food, but have they really thought about food and how it impacts society and culture and all sorts of other things? And so what are the things that you're trying to get across in Food Day that we hold here on campus?
Well, our event is actually in concert with World Food Day, which happens every October in the middle of the month. And it is the celebration of the founding of the UN's food arm. And so it's really celebrated on a global level, which makes it exciting for students to know that people across the world are talking about these topics. But as you pointed out, it's really a high-impact practice because it's a common intellectual experience where students can see how one topic really does touch on all the different disciplines across campus, and it shows them how their courses are interconnected in addition to how we're connected to each other as people.
Yeah, because you can tie it into a political science class, certainly geography class. You can tie it into, obviously, an English class, a communications class. And in some respects, you could tie it on into almost every single thing that we do here on campus.
Exactly. And that's what we've tried to do. When we have our event, we invite different community organizations to come and have tables. And this will actually be our seventh year to do the event in conjunction with the Fall Festival with Student Services. And so we have people, everybody from Second Harvest Food Bank to come and talk about food insecurity and feeding programs in our area. We have local farmers who come. We have the local hospitals to talk about health issues, but definitely environmental issues too, with the Tennessee Environmental Council. The UT Agricultural Extension Office comes. We include our campus garden and our library. So it's really been a big event. We even had the Tennessee State Museum come out a couple of years ago because they were doing a big exhibit on food history across Tennessee. So it really is interesting to look at food through all these different lenses and see how the topics are interconnected.
Yeah, it's exciting. So Food Day is coming out here, hopefully, on October 8th, is it?
October 21st.
The 21st, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be here on campus. And what do you hear back from students about when they work on because you have them work on some projects in your classes as well. What kind of things do they work on, and what do you hear back from students?
Well, students from any class can participate. I'll say that first. But we do undergraduate research, which is another high-impact practice. So students are able to share their learning from class with a broader audience and with the community. So they really get excited about that because otherwise, you know, when you're doing papers, especially papers for Comp 1, which is not a class that most people are super excited about taking, but then when you get to take that project and make a poster and share it and talk about it, then it gets really real and exciting for students to connect that way. So they enjoy it. They say it's really memorable. And it really makes the work seem more meaningful to them at the end of the day.
What kind of topics have they covered in those?
They write about environmental topics. Food insecurity has been another one, and I've had them do some service learning connected to the Feed, our food pantry program here at Vol State. They volunteered in the campus garden, and they kind of get that double duty of taking care of some Tennessee Promise volunteer hours while also working on a project for class, which is a lot of fun with service learning. But they've also written about other cultures' foods. They do research into what's called foodways, where they take a dish and they study the origins of it, and they interview people that make that food. A lot of them have learned things about their family histories that they never knew before through the project, so they connected to grandparents and other relatives who make the food. But they've also interviewed people in the community outside of their own cultures. So it's been a great way to really bring that global learning into the projects as well. So those are some of the things that they've done. But we've also had science students do some microbiology research. Mm-hmm. We've had some environmental students talk about sustainability issues. So it's really interesting when you open up that topic to see how students can bring in their own interest and really make it their own.
Yeah, that's what makes it exciting, because it's really a campus-wide project. I think, there's been faculty that have certainly talked about these things in their classes for years, but this intentional effort to get everyone kind of thinking about it on a campus-wide level has been exciting. So we're very thankful to have that here on the campus. Well, let's open it up to Chloe and Winnie. Chloe, do you have a question for Kelly?
I do. So do you have any advice for students who are hoping to improve their eating habits?
Yes, actually, I would say that we have some great programs here on campus if students want to learn more about that. The Fit Club is one that comes to mind. That's especially a way for our non-traditional students to get connected with each other and to improve eating and exercise habits, because we know, of course, that that's going to affect their ability to learn and just their readiness to do well in class. And we talk about that as part of the food research, too, self-care. And we know that a lot of new college students on a budget have trouble because their time is limited, for one, and then their resources often, too. So we always try to also highlight the feed and the different food options available on campus. I know we've had also some fresh food drop-offs here at campus for the last year as that farm-to-family arm of Second Harvest Food Bank. So really getting the word out about resources for students, I think, is so important. And one of the things, too, about the food program is that it's really done a great job connecting faculty with student services so that we can really be that bridge for students to know who to go to for help and to find out about more of the resources that we offer. So I think that's something that the faculty is really working on, is just teaching the whole student and remembering that we're people first and we have to help take care of our students as people if we want them to learn and do well in class.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and that's an important point, because we're going to be talking here in our next segment with the woman who runs the food bank of all state, but it's really become a big issue. People realize that there's such food insecurity issues in the community college community, and really it's a nationwide problem. Vol State took a very bold step several years ago to start a food pantry, and we think it's critical, and we'll be talking a little bit more about that in a minute. And when do you have a question?
Yeah, so I was going to ask if educating students, if you've noticed a trend of that positively affecting their families' eating habits in the overall community, if that is directly linked to the education of a student?
That's a great question. I know that the college is looking at some of those factors as part of work that we're doing that's called Beyond Financial Aid. And Achieving the Dream is another initiative that really is more treating the whole person and more about equity and access. I think we're in the early stages of gathering that kind of data. But there was an article published actually just a few days ago by our chancellor at TBR, Dr. Flora Tidings, that is a long study on high impact practices in the classroom and how that does impact students' success and retention. So we know that approaching education in this more holistic way does definitely make a difference. But it would be interesting to know if it has affected eating habits and those kind of personal choices too.
Yeah, and that might take years to figure out, but I think that's the wonderful thing about education, is that it really does. It may take years to kind of get its roots out into the community, but it can have great long-term impacts as well. So, well, thank you for joining us, Kelly. We really appreciate it. We look forward to a food day coming up here. So when we come back next, we're going to kind of touch again on what we talked about in terms of the food pantry here at Vol State, the feed. It's really important for how Vol State's students do well in their classes. And that may seem strange to people until they kind of think about it, but you can't really do much work if you're hungry. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that. You're listening to the Vol State Chat here on Vol State Radio, WVCP-FM.